Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. Here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up the 245 here on this Saturday edition of Overtime. Big thanks to AY dishing the rock off. I don't know how I follow that up. Huge night of college basketball last night, though, in the NBA. Basketball in the NBA and in the college basketball. The NCAA tournament in full swing. We'll sort through it all as the show rolls on. I do want to start, though, with some college hoops. As the regular season was winding down in college basketball this year, I was so geeked up to see how the seeding would go. I mean, look, I've been watching college basketball and actually knowing what the hell I'm watching since, like, 2013. I don't remember a season where there's been this much parity, right? Normally in college basketball, during my time growing up, your Blue Bloods, your Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, those teams are always the apex predators, the ones that will have the targets on their backs come tournament time. This year, completely different, and we really saw it during the regular season. Every time there was a new number one team in the AP polls, it felt like they got slayed in their very next outing. And that parity, lucky for us as college basketball fans, has continued into the regular season and into the tournament. With Houston and Alabama going down yesterday, and this was crazy when I found this out, this will be the first time in tournament history that the Elite Eight won't feature any number one seeds. And when I thought about that, I'm going, man, history continuing to be made, but not in a way that maybe we all would have thought. You know, especially looking at that Houston team and how dominant that I felt like they were during the regular season. Alabama as well. I mean, Brandon Miller leading the way, despite him going through all the turmoil he's been dealing with off the court, the fact that during the regular season, argument to be made, Houston and Alabama were probably the best number ones in the country that we saw all year. But they both go down yesterday, and like I said, it'll mark the first time in tournament history that the Elite Eight won't feature any number one seeds. Big thanks to Coach Jim Larrañaga and the Miami Hurricanes. They knocked off number one seed Houston 89-75, and while we got a second here, I just want to give some flowers to Miami sophomore guard Nigel Pack. I mean, just absolutely unconscious. He was smoking that Houston pack last night. 26 points on 8 of 12 shooting, including 7 of 10 from beyond the arc, getting busy. And then the job Larrañaga has been able to do at Miami now for a program that's traditionally known for their prowess on the football field. Back-to-back years of taking this program to the Elite Eight. It's absolutely remarkable what he's been able to do. And it really was a part of a slate of college basketball yesterday. The finals weren't particularly close at the end of the game, but I definitely felt like it was a bunch of good games on tap yesterday. Even more impressive, though, last night from the Sweet 16, the 5 seed, the San Diego State Aztecs, they move on to their first Elite Eight in program history. They also double as the first ever Mountain West Conference team to punch their ticket to the Elite Eight. Senior guard Darion Trammell led the way with 21 points. Taki hot. He really was giving the business to Alabama last night. And it felt like as that game was rolling on, First of all, I felt like a lot of people didn't give San Diego State much of a shot in that one because they come from the Mountain West, because they're a 5 seed, and because they were going up against a number 1 seed. But don't tell that to Darion Tremble. Like I said, he led the way with 21 points. Really, though, a total team effort from the Aztecs. Coach Brian Dutcher getting his guys to buy in. They were tremendous defensively, holding Brandon Miller and Bama to 32% shooting for the game. Here is Coach Dutcher post-game talking about the big win.
To Alabama, they've got a really good team, and we had to play really well tonight in order to come out with a victory. So Coach Holtz and his staff do a great job. Proud of our guys. You know, we played a really solid first half. We turned it over too much, probably. It felt like we turned it over 80 times. It was only 5 times in the first half, but it seems like both defense were controlling the tempo of the game. Nothing was easy. And to our credit, when they came out energized the second half, they built a lead. We took a timeout, I think, right by the 12-minute mark, and then Darion came out of the timeout and hit a 3 and a 2, and he kind of changed the momentum. And then we got settled back in, and you know, I just tell the guys, nothing's going to be easy, so just keep playing our brand of basketball, keep doing your best, stay competitive, and I'm using Muhammad Ali quotes because we're in Louisville, and we talked about confidence, and the key to confidence is being fearless, and I thought we were fearless tonight.
Yeah, that San Diego State team, fearless, the perfect way to describe them. They were world beaters during the regular season playing their Mountain West Conference schedule, 30-6. During the regular season, it was good enough to get them a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. Coach Dutcher mentioned the defense from this team last night, and I was really impressed with that. That was my number one takeaway, especially considering who they had to take on. Alabama, 31-6 on the year, played one of the more difficult schedules in college basketball. But for the Aztecs last night to be able to pretty much shut down Mark Sears and Brandon Miller, I thought that was special. We all know about Brandon Miller and projected lottery pick. Hell, a lot of folks think he's going to be probably the fourth guy off the board in this summer's NBA draft. Kid on the wing that really could just do it all. Fluid jump shooters, got a handle, can create for others. But last night, man, that Aztec defense doing everything in their power to bother Brandon Miller. Just 3 of 19 from the field, including 1 of 10 from beyond the arc. Miller finishes with 9 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 turnovers on the night. So they were able to turn him over 6 times as well. The thing I noticed, though, and the thing I want to continue to talk about, is the team defense from San Diego State last night. Anytime you hold a college basketball team, D1 level, to 32% shooting from the field, you deserve to win. Not to mention, they held them to 11% from beyond the arc. 3 of 27 last night where the Alabama Crimson Tide. I mentioned it was a big night in the NBA as well. 10 games on tap, including the Wizards, who were minus Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. They were playing host to the San Antonio Spurs. We'll take a deep dive into the Wiz as the show progresses here. I want to get off some more flowers real quick, man. The big fella in La La Land last night, Anthony Davis. He's gotten a lot of crap this year for his inability to stay healthy. I've heard the nickname Street Clothes go around when talking about Anthony Davis. And look, when LeBron James went out of the lineup with that foot injury about, we were going on a month now, a lot of folks were ready to put a fork in the Los Angeles Lakers. A lot of folks felt like this wasn't the year for the boys out in La La Land. Anthony Davis saying, not on my watch. He was huge last night in their win against the Thunder. 37 points, 15 rebounds on 15 to 21 shooting. And don't look now, folks, but the Lakers back to 500 after the big win. Here's Anthony Davis postgame talking about what the win meant and some love to the unsung hero of the Lakers win.
We knew that was a goal of ours to be 500. We haven't been 500 since we were 0-0. So, you know, we did everything to make sure that we started getting on a positive thing of this record. And we knew how big this game was, not just to be 500, but also, you know, for the standings. You know, this team beat us once, and I think they're ahead of us. So, you know, we want to make sure to come up and get this victory.
AD, before Fish and Big Game jump in with your big play, I just wanted to tee up on Lonnie Walker. When you're a team, I know it's hard sometimes when guys aren't getting in any burn. He's had a lot of DNPs, but I saw you giving him some love. He was huge tonight for you guys.
Yeah, that's what I told him. True professionalism. You know, not playing and then come in and play big for us, 20 points off the bench. And I just told him that's great. You know, professionalism, great carryover from all his work they've been putting in. The days that he don't, you know, play, he go into the gym and get shots either after the game or the next day. So that's great carryover and great professionalism for Lonnie.
It's got the Lakers back to 500 for the first time this season since they were, 0-0, I guess you could say. 37-37 after their win last night. And it really keeps things interesting when you talk about the Western Conference playoff picture. We talked about all the parity in college basketball. I think you can say the same about the NBA this year, specifically when you look at this Western Conference playoff picture. Right now, the 5 seed and the 12 seed in the Western Conference playoff picture separated by just 3 games. That's 7 seeds separated by 3 games. Plenty of storylines out west as the season continues to wrap up. LeBron James, according to our pal Chris Miles, I was able to talk to him earlier last week on Burgundy and Gold Today on the Team 980, and he told us, you know, according to folks, you know, he's close to, they expect LeBron James to return April 5th in their matchup against the LA Clippers. The Clippers obviously dealing with, you know, injuries of their own. Paul George going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. He suffered a knee sprain early last week. Some good injury news for another team in the Western Conference playoff race, the Minnesota Timberwolves. They saw the return of Karl Anthony Towns 2 nights ago after he missed damn near 4 months with a torn calf. And think about that. Karl Anthony Towns, arguably the best player on the Minnesota Timberwolves, they had to go 4 months without him. He played the other night for the first time since November 26th, and yet it was no excuse for Minnesota. They're still right in the thick of the Western Conference playoff picture, 37-37. They currently hold down the 7 seed out west. And when we look at it in the Western Conference, this mashup between 5 through 12, it's fun to talk about on sports talk radio and on TV, but when it comes to the actual postseason and what the matchups are going to look like, it's huge. I can imagine what guys are going through right now mentally. They are in playoff mode already, and we still got 9-10 games left to go in the season. This is a situation where health is obviously going to be paramount. We know the Phoenix Suns are awaiting the return of Kevin Durant. The Golden State Warriors are having to play without Andre Iguodala and Andrew Wiggins right now. The Pelicans playing without Zion Williamson. There's a lot of moving parts right now in this Western Conference playoff picture. But when it finally is finished and the dust finally settles, man, it's going to be, in my opinion, one of the best NBA playoffs that I think we've ever seen. You all know how I get down, though. It's the People Show. Tap in with me all show long. One of 3 ways. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines wide open. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. It's the same handle on Instagram as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I mentioned the Washington Wizards played last night. They picked up a big win, 136-124. We'll get to the bottom of it all with you next here on The Fan. People are absolutely beside themselves. And the Wizards won last night. 136-124 winners over the San Antonio Spurs. It's the first time Washington has swept San Antonio in a season series since 1996. And I think that stat right there speaks to the frustration that Wizards Twitter and this entire fan base has right now. Now I'm here, I feel like, to tell you why things aren't as bad as maybe Wizards Twitter may make it seem. I want to go back to last night for a second because there were plenty of silver linings in last night's win over San Antonio. Obviously, the Spurs sitting a couple of key guys. No Zach Collins, no Devin Vassell. Didn't matter. Washington without Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. It was the Denny Avdia and Corey Kispert show last night. Corey Kispert pours in a career-high 26 points on 19 of 14 shooting. He's shooting 42% from three this year. And last night for Corey Kispert, all of his NBA skills and talents, to me, were on full display. You saw him hit 6 threes. You saw him put his head down and attack the rim. You saw him have a couple of good defensive possessions. That's what you need from Corey Kispert. It's performances like the one we got last night. And post All-Star break, I think there's an argument to be made that we're seeing more and more examples of this version of Corey Kispert. Another bright spot last night for the Wizards. Another young pup getting buckets, doing what he's supposed to do. Denny Avdia, 21 points on 9 of 14 shooting, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. He pours in 11 rebounds and dishes out 6 helpers as well. Was thrilled with what I saw from Denny Avdia last night. This young core of the Washington Wizards is very interesting to me. When you talk about Denny Avdia, Corey Kispert, the rookie from this year, Johnny Davis, and hell, I'll even throw Daniel Gafford in there. I'll throw Jordan Goodwin in there. Washington, in order for this group to get to the point where we all want them to be, they are going to have to get improved production out of their young cats. Now, the Wizards are in a very interesting situation as far as the rest of the season goes. Right now, Washington sits at the 12th seed in the Eastern Conference. They're 2.5 games back of Chicago for the final play-in spot, but they've also got 29% odds at a top-4 pick in this summer's draft. They've also got 6.7% odds at the number 1 pick in this summer's draft. Now, I know, even without being on Wizards Twitter, just being at games, there was a lot of frustration going around about where this team is right now as they're on the brink of missing the postseason once again. Now, obviously, in the NBA and in all the professional sports, you are measured on wins and losses. Point blank, period. Every team plays 82 games. Every team is just as susceptible to the injury bug. Every team has to deal with controversy. It's the NBA. Not a soul feels sorry for you. Nobody feels sorry for you. But in this situation, talking about Washington, it is very clear to me, and I wrote about this close to 2-3 weeks ago, it's very clear to me that despite the frustration of the fan base, and I completely get it, I'm just as frustrated as all of you are. Despite that frustration, I still feel like there's an argument to be made that Washington has their foundation set moving forward. When you talk about Kristaps Porzingis, Bradley Beal, and Kyle Kuzma. Those are 3 bona fide 20-25 point per game scores. That is who they are at this point. And I want to talk in particular about Kristaps Porzingis because I think he was the guy this summer that a lot of folks were saying, if he can stay healthy, Washington's got a legit shot this year. Kristaps Porzingis is balling out of control. I'll call it Kanye crazy. He's having the best statistical year of his career. And the numbers aren't going to prove it all the way. You got to watch the guy. The impact that he's having on both ends of the floor, talking about offense and defense, is unlike anything Washington's had at that 5 spot in my entire existence. Let's call it what it is. The production that Washington is getting out of Kristaps Porzingis, you would think this team wouldn't be fighting for a play-in spot. You would think this team would be firmly entrenched in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. That brings me to the other members of the Big Two, talking about Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. Bradley Beal has only played 50 games this year. The injury bug has hit him harder than it's hit Kristaps Porzingis. KP was the guy we were all worried about missing time. But to go further into the injury situation, DeLon Wright misses 24 games at the start of this season. The Wizards are still feeling the trickle-down effect of that. Washington had to endure a 10-game losing streak during the month of December. Yet, despite that, they're still in position to where they can maybe punch their ticket to the postseason. When we talk about the shortcomings of the Washington Wizards, I don't think it has a ton to do with the Big 3. Talking about Kristaps Porzingis, Beal, and Kuzma. they need more production out of their other guys. Talking about Monty Morris, Kispert, the young fellas. They need more production out of their other guys. And moving forward, if this is going to be the way the roster is constructed, you for damn sure need production out of the other guys. Look at the other top teams in the NBA. Talking about Boston, Golden State, the two teams that we just saw in the finals. When you're paying three guys big time money, and I've said this on numerous occasions on both of these airwaves, 106.7 and the Team 980. When your roster is constructed this way, where you're paying three guys close to top money, Bradley Beal's getting a max contract. Kristaps Porzingis is making big time money. Kyle Kuzma is going to receive big time money this offseason. When you build your team this way, it's even more paramount that you hit on your draft picks and that you're able to insulate that trio with young, cheap talent. I don't even have to be young talent, just cheap talent. And the argument can be made, Washington was in the right frame of mind this offseason when they went out and acquired a DeLone Wright. Last night, DeLone Wright goes for a season-high 25 points. When you told me this summer that DeLone Wright was going to be brought into this thing, I had no clue how much of an impact he would have on this basketball team. It cannot be measured in the stat sheet what DeLone Wright is bringing this group. But outside of Beal, Porzingis, and Kuzma, DeLone Wright's the only one really giving you anything significant. And that's where I get to talking about the other guys on this Washington Wizards roster. Monty Morris was acquired via trade this summer. KCP to the Denver Nuggets in exchange for Monty Morris and Will Barton. We all know the story of Will Barton. Hometown kid, didn't work out. The Wizards end up buying him out. He's now a member of the Toronto Raptors. Monty Morris has dealt with injuries this year, but still has got a top three assist to turnover ratio in the NBA. The problem that I think Washington has right now, and I brought up Barton and Morris because those are a part of those other guys that I'm continuing to talk about. The problem that I'll continue to echo is you're not getting enough production out of the guys outside of your starting five, and to be even more specific, outside of your top three scorers. A lot of folks were, I don't know what the consensus feeling was about the Rui Hachimura trade, but to me, I was like, okay, I get it. You're going to have to pay him this offseason. Why not get back some sort of return that can help you right now? That's what I initially thought about the deal. Well, Kendrick Nunn, who was the player that Washington acquired in exchange for Rui Hachimura, Kendrick Nunn's racking up DMPs like it's nobody's business. So at this point, you basically just gave Rui Hachimura away. And the crazy part about that, when I talk about the other guys, Rui was a part of your other guys. He was the fourth leading scorer on your team, and you shipped him out of town for nothing. So when we talk about the shortcomings of this basketball team, I think it's very clear as to why things aren't going the Wizards' way right now. I know we don't love the 250 M's that Bradley Beal got, but damn it, somebody had to get it. Let's not put it all on Bradley Beal as to why this thing's not going right. It's not fair. It's ignorant. He's shooting the ball better than he shot it in almost five seasons. So it's not all on Bradley Beal. It's not all on Kristaps Porzingis. It's not all on Kyle Kuzma. The Washington Wizards need more production from the quote-unquote other guys. I mentioned Wizards Twitter was in a frenzy last night, despite the team winning the basketball game. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll let you hear from DeLone Wright, Corey Kispert, and the play-by-play analyst for NBC Sports Washington, Chris Miller. They had some interesting comments post-game, and to me, it's really what's led to Wizards Twitter being in an uproar. We'll let you hear from those fellas next. Don't go anywhere. It's Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. All right, now, though, we're going to get hot and heavy into the Washington Wizards, because the more and more I scour Wizards Twitter, the more and more I realize a lot of you are stupid as hell. What do you want from this group? And this is not me trying to go to the defense of the Washington Wizards at all. Please don't take it that way. I'm a fan just like y'all are. I'm just blessed with this platform. The Wizards are in a situation right now. Think about the commentary we had this summer about this group. On paper, a big three made up of Bradley Beal, Kristaps Porzingis, and Kyle Kuzma. This summer, I remember how giddy everyone was about this group. Fast forward to March 25th, 2023, y'all ready to burn the entire roster down. Why? This team's been unable to stay healthy. They endured a 10-game losing streak during the month of December. Their most pivotal role player, talking about Delone Wright, had to miss 24 games this year. And for some stupid reason, they traded away their fourth leading scorer, talking about Rui Hachimura. They traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers for a pack of bonbons. You're getting nothing right now from your other guys. But all I see on Twitter is daggers and shots being blown at Bradley Beal. Look, I understand it completely. Revisionist history says, of course, in hindsight, it looks like the $250 million and no trade clause was a horrible idea. Hell, we were saying it was probably a bad idea when the signing first happened. But let's not act like Bradley Beal and his $250 million contract is the singular reason why this group is underachieving right now. And according to a contingent of the fan base, they're not even underachieving. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Because when your roster is built this way and it's top-heavy financially with Beal, Porzingis, and Kuzma, I've continued to beat this drum. You need to hit on your draft picks. You got to be smart with your trades. And you got to bring in quality free agents. They were able to do two-thirds of that. Acquiring Kristaps Porzingis last year at the deadline, to me, arguably can go down, outside of John Wall being drafted, can go down as one of the best moves that this franchise has made since 2010. Getting a player of his caliber for what you traded away, a $60 million mistake in Davis Bertans, I'm A-OK with it. Why do we only look at the shortcomings of this front office, not the home runs that they've hit? Because say what you want. Kristaps Porzingis, playing 63 games for you this season, averaging 23 points, giving you 8 rebounds and 3 assists, damn near 2 blocks, that's a home run for you. We haven't had a big man that's this decorated and this skilled since my existence on this earth. So let's not act like everything is wrong and bad right now with the Washington Wizards. I'll continue to say it. You don't hit on your lottery picks, you don't sign quality free agents, you will be in this position if your roster's built that way. But a lot of Wizards Twitter look at Bradley Beal not playing last night and Kyle Kuzma not playing last night as this team tanking. Tanking is a very dangerous word to use around here. Especially when talking about grown-ass professional basketball players who get paid millions to go out and compete. Anybody who's ever played professional sports before, hell, not even professional sports, anyone who's played organized sports and been a part of a team, put yourself in these guys' shoes. Would you ever, I don't care if it was high school, I don't care if it was Little League, hell, I don't care if it's your bump at LA Fitness, every time you step onto the court, you're stepping on the court with the mentality that I'm going to try my damnedest to win. So this idea of tanking, shut up about it. It sounds stupid. It really does. The same folks who are begging this group to tank are the same folks that complain about the draft picks. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You want them to tank, why? So they can have a higher draft pick? They're not hitting on the draft picks. So why do you want more? It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense. The conversations and the dialogue being had right now on social media about the Washington Wizards tanking is driving me insane. It's probably starting to drive some of the players insane. Corey Kispert and Delone Wright last night were asked about tanking.
I'm planning to, continue to get better in this league. I still feel like I have goals to reach in this league, so I'm not worried about what the fans think a team should do. I'm going to compete, and you know my teammates are going to compete because we don't know where we're going to be at next year. So it's a crazy league. So you know we're not playing to lose.
Yeah, and like they're also, I mean, we're playing to win the game, but you know at the same, they're not wrong. Like we had 70 games to win before this, right? And like when we're at the, when you get to a certain point, you haven't won as much as you want, then sometimes priorities change. And, you know, DeJuan and I are going to keep playing to win, obviously, because we are insane competitors. But, you know, we didn't win very much in the first 70 games, so things look differently at the end.
Shout out to Corey Kispert for being open, honest, and transparent about the conversations being had amongst Wizards fans. This young man gets it. He does. I thought he was very poignant in his answer. On the flip side of the tanking argument, they did have 70-plus games earlier in the season to go out and play balls to the wall and try to improve their standings. Now, as Corey Kispert said, when you're on the outside looking into the play-in tournament and the season starting to wrap up, the priorities of the fan base change. They do, and I completely understand that. But to me, the priorities don't really make much sense for what I was just screaming about 30 seconds ago. You fans are the same group that complain and bitch and moan about Tommy Shepard and his inability to hit on draft picks, yet you want the team building strategy to be to tank to have more cracks or a higher crack in the draft. Is having a higher selection going to make Tommy Shepard draft better? It's no offense to Uncle Tommy. That's just been his shortcoming since he's gotten here. I don't even want to call it a shortcoming. They haven't gotten lottery production to me out of the lottery picks of the past few seasons. Rui, Kispert, Denny, Johnny Davis. Let's be very open, honest, and transparent about it. You all want to tank to have a higher draft pick, but you want the same guy here picking the groceries. Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make much sense to me at all. Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards, he also spoke on the Wizards' tanking situation in the postgame. Take a listen.
And I'll say one more thing. I don't understand this notion about losing on purpose. I will never subscribe to that. And I don't care how many more games are left. I want Wizards fans that are listening to me. This is Chris Miller speaking. You never subscribe to losing on purpose. Because if you've ever competed in your life, no one's ever wanted to lose a game on purpose and be like, hey, I'm looking forward to next year. No, you finish the season off, and if you make it into the play-in, great. If you make it into the playoffs, that's even better. But you don't come out here and lose games on purpose. I'm sorry.
No,
I got off my soapbox.
No, I appreciate you standing on it because you're absolutely right.
It's Chris Miller basically echoing the sentiments I just had. But Chris is getting a lot of heat on Twitter for his comments last night, and I can't seem to understand why. What was wrong about what Chris Miller said right there? No athlete that's got a worthless bone in their body is going to go out and not try their damnedest each and every night to win. That's literally what they're paid for. And despite what all you simple-minded fans may think, and DeLon Wright hit on this in his answer, who knows where some of the guys on this roster are going to be next year. So the idea that it makes sense to go out and wet the bed on purpose and potentially hurt your NBA future is stupid to me. Now, I understand, though, Wizards fans are probably thinking, okay, the hell with them moving forward. What about us? What about this group? The floor is yours. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well, at NELL_BCP. I want to take the temperature of this Washington Wizards fan base right now. Do you want the team to tank the rest of the way? And are you confident about the direction of this team moving forward? 1-800-636-1067. Are you confident in the direction of the Washington Wizards moving forward? We'll take your calls next. This is Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan.
One more thing. I don't understand this notion about losing on purpose. I will never subscribe to that. And I don't care how many more games are left. I want Wizards fans that are listening to me. This is Chris Miller speaking. You never subscribe to losing on purpose. Because if you've ever competed in your life,
No one's ever wanted to lose a game on purpose and be like, hey, I'm looking forward to next year. No, you finish the season off, and if you make it into the play-in, great. If you make it into the playoffs, that's even better. But you don't come out here and lose games on purpose. I'm sorry.
No,
I got off my soapbox.
No,
Chris Miller,
and I'll say one,
the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards during the postgame show, talking about the conversation that's hot and heavy right now on Wizards Twitter. Should the Washington Wizards be tanking right now? After last night's win, 136-124 over the Spurs, the Wizards, 2.5 games back of the Chicago Bulls for the final play-in spot in the Eastern Conference. They also have 29% odds at the top four pick. They've got 6.7% odds at the number one pick. The question is to me, for you all out there, are you confident in the direction of the Washington Wizards moving forward? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well, at NELL_BTP. Are you confident in the direction of the Washington Wizards moving forward? My guy Paul Lawrence tweets at me and says, getting rid of Rui was a dumb decision and tanking is a no-no. I want to get more into the tanking discussion because there is a difference. First of all, I don't think the group is tanking. The fact that Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma sat out last night, to me, is not a sign of them tanking. Anyone who's been paying attention or has been around the team for any period of time over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, Kyle Kuzma has been walking around on one leg for going on 2 weeks now. And the fact that he was gutting it out and playing was absolutely commendable for him. But going against the lowly San Antonio Spurs, doesn't that look like a prime opportunity to get Kyle Kuzma some rest before you head into a really crucial stretch of play next week? While we're sitting here talking about tanking, the guys are only 2.5 games back, and they play host to the Boston Celtics on Tuesday. The biggest game of the season, yet we're talking about tanking. It's loser talk. It's loser talk. And it's excruciatingly frustrating when we bring up tanking and then in the same breath talk about this team's inability to draft well. Doesn't make sense. It's very contradictory. But it seems like that's a lot of the content that we have right now on Wizards Twitter. Let me try to be the voice of reason. This is not me going and kissing ass of the Washington Wizards. This is me being very concrete and honest. The foundation to me of Bradley Beal, Kristaps Porzingis, and Kyle Kuzma, it's not bad. It's not bad moving forward if that's what you want to go with, if that's the top of the roster that you would like to have. But I'll continue to say the same thing until I'm damn blue in the face. We need more out of a Corey Kispert. We need more out of a Denny Avdia. We need more out of a Johnny Davis. That is how the good teams in the NBA win. You don't walk around with five max players. It's not how you roster build. Look at the Boston Celtics. Look at the Golden State Warriors. Look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Draft and develop. And then you hit on key free agents. That's it. If you're going to go with this big three approach and have three guys have that much of the salary allocated to them, you must fill out the rest of the roster with cheap talent. Which is why for us to turn our back on Johnny Davis, that'd be stupid. You need Johnny Davis moving forward. Because guess what? Johnny Davis will be the reason this thing gets out of mediocrity. Denny Avdia will be the reason this thing gets out of mediocrity. Corey Kispert will be the reason you make it to the postseason. You need more out of those guys. So instead of going on Twitter and writing these long paragraphs about how they suck, why don't you be supportive of the guys you have? Because guess what? They aren't going anywhere. I tell you that for damn sure. They 100% aren't going anywhere. Get used to it. Because their improvement, to me, is the fastest path to this Wizards basketball team getting back on the right track. I want to continue to take the temperature of this fan base, though. 1-800-636-1067. Question very simple. I've tried to play around with it. I'll ask it straightforward. Are you confident right now in the direction of the Washington Wizards? Uptown Mo's been waiting for a long time. What's going on, Mo?
Big L, I love you.
You my man. Look, I already know before when you say that, you about to try to grill me, so go ahead.
Because your whole argument is based on a fallacy, first and foremost, right?
What fallacy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm about to tell you. So, yeah, okay. So we get out of the arbitrage contract of John Wall and flip into an asset in Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook bring back the Lakers players, and we start to build from there. Cool, right? Yes. We're saying that he doesn't draft well at 9. We're not saying he doesn't draft well at 1 or 2. We just talked about odds.
They got a 6.7% chance of getting the number one pick. That's a pipe dream. That's not
right
realistic.
Right now we have that. What I'm saying is, yes, players do not tank. Right? Players do not tank. But as an organization, right, you asked me about the direction. Mm-hmm. The quickest path to getting better is being in the Scoot Henderson or the Victor Wembanyama stakes. That's the quickest path. There's no other quicker path than that. Having a transcendent draft pick change the whole direction of your franchise, bro.
We're up against the clock, so I'm going to let you go. The thing is, if you're not confident in this team's ability to draft, you think it's all on the player, or do you think there's maybe a problem with the Wizards player development system? And I'll end on that. Because I look at it like this. While, yes, the goal or in this draft, pretty much if you have a top 4 pick, you could potentially be getting a transcendent talent. But the thing is, as much as we complain about how poorly Washington is drafted, why are we confident that these prospects are going to be able to come in here and grow and develop? I'm not saying they can't. I just wonder why all of a sudden there's this confidence in drafting that wasn't there before. Drew's in D.C. What's going on, Drew?
Man, I tell you, boy, I've been waiting on this conversation here. I'm a season ticket holder with the Wizards, man. And look, I got to say, first of all, you got to look at coaching. This team has enough talent to be at least a 4 for 5 seed, even with the injuries what they had. You know, Wes Unseld is a terrible coach. He doesn't understand matchups or adjustments. It's just like watching the Commanders. And to keep it real, this front office only credit based on them getting out of that financial situation that the old general manager, when he threw away all our draft picks all these years. So I commend them for cleaning up the pot. But I'm just saying, with Bradley Beal, he does have to carry a lot of blame, man. They pay him as a Steph Curry to be a closer.
But hold on, Drew. You're the same person that just came out your mouth and talked about coaching. Does Bradley Beal coach the damn team, Drew?
Listen to what I'm saying. He doesn't coach the team. But as a coach, you got to recognize your fault. Now, don't blame Brad for getting the money. You know, get paid.
I don't either, because look, Drew, I know you probably would have taken the money too, brother. Look.
Understand that, man. But Bradley, he needs to show up and coach. Forget his percentages. There's too many times he doesn't recognize defense in game crunching situations.
Drew, brother, if you had a smartphone, a computer, any type of Wi-Fi near you, go look up Bradley Beal's numbers in the clutch. I know you're wanting to ignore the numbers, but the numbers don't lie, and I appreciate the call. If y'all on the line, stay there. This passionate discussion continues as the show rolls on. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP to keep the conversation going on Twitter. The Washington Wizards right now have 29% odds at a top 4 pick. They have 6.7% odds at the number 1 pick, and they're also 2.5 games back of the Chicago Bulls for the final play-in spot in the Eastern Conference. Are you confident? Happy? How are you feeling about the direction of the Washington Wizards? More of your calls next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.